Last April, Dennis Chitko went to one of the spring conservation hearings held every year around the state. The man from Armstrong Creek asked that this year the Wisconsin Conservation Congress place a question on the spring meeting ballot as to whether the state should set up a public hunting season for the gray wolf. The Conservation Congress, official advisors to the DNR board, has agreed to allow the question. Chitko says even though the gray wolf in Wisconsin has only been off the federal list of endangered and threatened species for less than a year, their numbers are getting relatively large.
Like any population, deer or bear or, you know, whatever, I just think that population's got to get regulated so it doesn't overpopulate.
The DNR estimates the wolf population at about 550. Chitko says about 2 years ago in Forest County, state and federal wildlife officials trapped and relocated a wolf that was bothering farm livestock. But the DNR says thanks to last year's delisting, officials and landowners can also kill problem wolves. 40 were put down in 2007. DNR wolf expert Adrian Wideven.
We've been aggressively trying to control problem wolves in areas where they're depredating on livestock and depredating on pets and people's lands. And we want to be able to carefully examine what those kind of impacts are going to be on the population before we go ahead with a public harvest.
The Conservation Congress ballot question will only be advisory, and any wolf hunt would not start for several years. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.